USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats launching a formal impeachment inquiry against President Trump, accusing him of pressuring a foreign government, Ukraine, to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. Democratic U.S. Senator and White House hopeful Cory Booker.
The President of the United States withholds that aid in order to go after a political opponent. I think that was a bridge too far for people.
The President denies there was any connection between aid to Ukraine and anything that was discussed about the Bidens in the July phone call, which generated a whistleblower complaint. The President says an unredacted transcript of the call will prove that when it's released later today. To the White House race, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is now slightly ahead of former VP Joe Biden in the latest national poll from Quinnipiac University. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's a major anti-gun violence rally set for this afternoon in Washington, D.C., the same day as a congressional panel is having a hearing on assault weapons. Rally organizers expected to talk about recent mass shootings. Many anti-gun groups from around the nation are going to be there, including Sandy Hook Promise. They're cleaning up in the town of Wheaton, Wisconsin. The sheriff in Chippewa County says a tornado touched down there in that small town near Eau Claire. There are no reports of serious injuries, but the sheriff says there is a lot of damage. Two of three Republicans challenging President Trump for the GOP presidential nomination debating in New York City yesterday. One of them, former Illinois congressman and radio host Joe Walsh.
Trump has actually increased the debt faster than Barack Obama did. Think about that.
The other candidate at the debate, Bill Weld, says President Trump should be impeached and soon. Mark Sanford, a third candidate, was not part of the debate. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The European Court of Justice deciding that Google must delist search results containing potentially sensitive personal information in all states of the European Union. USA Radio's Wendy King explains.
The EU's Right to be Forgotten rule, which allows residents to ask search engines to delete sensitive information, including past crimes, is only applicable to the 28-state alliance. The court did say the delistings must also come with measures that prevent or discourage an Internet user to search for scrubbed information outside the Union. Google applauded the ruling. The ECJ first ruled for the Right to be Forgotten standard in 2014, allowing EU residents to force search engines to delist web pages and searches under certain circumstances. Since then, Google has received more than 845,000 requests to delete more than 3.3 million web addresses. 45% of those were ultimately delisted. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Amazon will introduce new products today at a press event in Seattle, expected to show off some new Amazon Echo Home Assistant speakers and some other new items as well. And the Arizona Diamondbacks and St. Louis Cardinals in the major leagues probably sleeping late today if they can after going 19 innings in a 3-2 Arizona win in Phoenix last night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.